90,000 gold pieces, Littlefinger sighed. And we must not neglect the other course. Robert will want a prodigious feast. That means cooks, carpenters, serving girls, singers, jugglers, fools.
Fools we have in plenty, Lord Renly said. Grand Maester Pycelle looked to Littlefinger and asked,
Will the treasury bear the expense? What treasury is that? Littlefinger replied with a twist of his mouth. Spare me the foolishness, Maester. You know as well as I that the treasury has been empty for years. I shall have to borrow the money. No doubt the Lannisters will be accommodating. We owe Lord Tywin some 3 million dragons at present. What matter another 100,000?
Ned was stunned. Are you claiming that the crown is 3 million gold pieces in debt?
The crown is more than 6 million gold pieces in debt, Lord Stark. The Lannisters are the biggest part of it, but we've also borrowed from Lord Tyrell, the Iron Bank of Braavos, and several Tyrushi trading cartels. Of late, I've had to turn to the faith. The High Septon haggles worse than a Dornish fishmonger.
Ned was aghast. Aerys Targaryen left her treasury flowing with gold. How could you let this happen?
Littlefinger gave a shrug. The master of coin finds the money. The king and the hand spend it.